Australia. History. Australia is one of the oldest land masses on Earth. Originally, it broke away from the supercontinent Gondwana. It settled in its current position about 15 million years ago. The continent is also one of the most stable of all land masses and has been free of mountain-building forces for 100 million years. The earliest European explorers who knew about the mysterious Terra Australis were the Portuguese, namely Luís Vieira de Torres. Torres sailed the narrow strait between the tip of Cape York and New Guinea in the 16th century. Torres was followed by Dutch navigators Dirk Hartog, Van Diemen and Abel Tasman. They mapped much of the coastline but did not show interest in settling a hostile and barren continent. It was not until 1770 that the fertile east coast was sighted by Captain James Cook of the British Royal Navy. Cook was in command of his ship Endeavour, which landed in Botany Bay, south of Sydney. On the ship there were several scientists and a botanist who, during their forays ashore, made amazing discoveries of plants and animals never before seen. After Captain Cook left Botany Bay, he travelled north and charted the coastline. The east coast seemed to be fertile and suitable for settlement. He named the land New South Wales and claimed it for the British Crown in the name of King George III. During a stop in Queensland where his ship needed repair, Cook made contact with the local Aborigines. He was quite impressed with the apparent happiness they lived in. Geography. Australia is the only country occupying a whole continent. It covers an area of 7,682,300 square kilometres, 2,966,136 square miles. It is the sixth largest country in the world after Russia, Canada, China, the US and Brazil. The coastline, consisting of tranquil bays, wonderful beaches with pounding surfs, rocky outcrops and dramatic sheer cliffs, is 36,735 kilometres, 22,812 miles, long. Australia is bounded by the Pacific Ocean to the east, the Arafura Sea to the north, and lapped by the turquoise waves of the Indian Ocean to the west. Australia occupies one of the oldest landmasses and the flattest of all continents. The highest peak, Mount Kosciuszko, being 2,228 metres, 7,310 feet, is in the Australian Alps between New South Wales and Victoria. The fertile coastal strip hides a dry and inhospitable centre, the outback. This seemingly endless land is broken by salt lakes, stark beautiful mountains like the McDonnell Ranges near Alice Springs and the Flinders Ranges in South Australia. There are also the mysterious rock formations of Ayers Rock, Uluru Mount Olga, Catatuta and Mount Augustus. The longest river, originating in Queensland, is the Darling, measuring 2,736 kilometres, 1,700 miles. Climate. Spending Christmas at the beach or skiing in August may seem strange, but the fact is, Australia's seasons are the opposite of the Northern Hemisphere. Summer starts in December, autumn in March, winter in June and spring in September. Due to its size, geographical location and the lack of extensive high mountain ranges, Australia has a wide range of climates, but generally no extremes. The average temperature ranges from 23 to 26 degrees above the Tropic of Capricorn. Environment. Australia has more than 2,000 national parks and nature reserves, protected wilderness areas of natural and environmental importance. Its environment ranges from desert landscape to high mountains to coastal dunes and rainforests. Beyond the big cities, the air is as clean as nowhere in the world. There are still areas of Australia that haven't been explored, being so wild and inaccessible. No less than 13 areas are inscribed on the UN's World Heritage List of which not many countries can boast. On the list there are the Kakadu National Park, Uluru, the wet tropics of North Queensland and the Great Barrier Reef, Fraser Island, Central Eastern Rainforest Reserves, etc. To name a few more, Shark Bay, Australian fossil mammal site at Riversleigh, Queensland, and Narracourt, South Australia, Macquarie Island and Heard, and the McDonald Islands. Flora and fauna. While driving in the countryside, visitors can see a hopping kangaroo or a running emu, a large flightless bird. Australia's isolation for more than 55 million years has created a unique sanctuary of animals and plants found nowhere else in the world. Australia's marsupials did not have to compete with highly developed mammals, and there are still over 100 species which flourish in ideal conditions. Australia hosts a really interesting animal group, the Monotremes, egg-laying mammals that are often referred to as living fossils. For example, the platypus is a river-dwelling little animal with a duck bill and an agile furry body resembling an otter. Another representative of this group is the echidna, or spiny anteater. In a zoo you can observe the wombat, a large marsupial. Wombats have been in Australia for 15 million years and are found in many parts of Australia. The Tasmanian devil, a carnivorous marsupial, is a fascinating animal. There are 520 species of lizard in Australia that range from the small squeaking geckos to the spectacular frill-necked lizard. We should also mention the swift-moving goanna that can reach a size of 2 metres, 6.5 feet. Whales migrate from Antarctica during the winter to warmer waters of Australia. The mighty humpback usually travels along the east coast. The whales are, however, frequent at the south and the western. The Great Barrier Reef along the east coast of Queensland is the longest and most complex living coral system in the world. The barrier provides a habitat for a wide range of marine animals. Another area noted for its prolific wildlife is the Kakadu National Park in the Northern Territory, with waterbirds, crocodiles and wild buffaloes. Cities. The Australians are one of the world's most urbanised societies. Nearly 90% of the population live in cities along the coast. The largest and most populous city is Sydney with 3.8 million people, closely followed by Melbourne, its southern rival, with over 3 million people. The third largest city is Brisbane, 1.5 million, followed by Perth, 1.2 million, Adelaide, 1.07 million, Canberra, 300,000, Hobart, 195,000, and Darwin, 82,000. Australian cities are usually widespread. The cities consist more or less of suburban one-story houses on a quarter-acre block. They are, however, as sophisticated and stylish as the cities in other parts of the world. There is a tendency to build multi-story office blocks in central business districts. Gleaming glass and concrete towers dominate the skyline in most capital cities. In the shadows of skyscrapers are labyrinths of interconnecting courts and arcades offering a wealth of shopping, cafes, restaurants and nightclubs. In business life, Australians are conservative dressers, but this changes abruptly as the weekend approaches. Australia is very much a beach culture, and people's attire reflects an outdoor lifestyle. Today, it is hard to believe that at the turn of the 20th century, bathing in the daytime was prohibited on the grounds of public decency. All state capital cities are built either on or very near the water. Even Canberra, although an inland city, is dominated by Lake Burley Griffin. Aboriginal history and culture. It is generally thought that Aborigines have been living on the continent for the last 50,000 years, originally migrating from Indonesia. The oldest skeleton found in Australia was at Lake Mungo in the southwest, New South Wales. It is believed to be 38,000 years old and bears traces of ceremonial ochre. This is the oldest sign of okra use ever discovered. The arrival of white people gradually brought an end to the traditional Aboriginal way of life. Their settlement began to encroach on tribal lands. Today, most Aborigines live in cities and towns or in isolated settlements near tribal lands. The Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are one of the world's oldest civilizations. Aborigines lived in isolation for thousands of years. Having no written history, only fragments of their rich culture remain. The precise meaning of many art sites was lost when clans were either displaced or destroyed. Aboriginal art has primarily social and religious functions.